And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to have you join us this morning. Again, a telephone number for the station, 608-321-1310. Get you right on the air. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about the team at Kloss Financial, learn about their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer. Great information all available at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. While you're there, you can also check out and sign up, something I did a number of years ago. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email. It's got a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that available to you at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And, of course, to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And joining us this morning from Kloss Financial are our retirement planning professionals, C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas. C.J., how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. Malia, how are you this morning?
Excellent.
It was fantastic getting to see both of you yesterday outside of the radio station. Had a chance to get together and just talk about some things. And we've got, speaking of talking about things, we've got a fun and exciting program today talking about retirement readiness, which I don't want to make promises, but I will say this. This is probably one of those shows that no matter who you are, I promise you, you're going to take some great information away from the program. And I could almost say that. Actually, I shouldn't say almost. I could say that every week. I can give that guarantee. But it's a fantastic show. I was going over the notes. It should be really, really informative this morning. Don't forget, as we talk with CJ and Malia, the phone lines, they are open, 608-321-1310. The website, it's always there for you, klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation about retirement readiness, one of the other cool features of the show is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception, a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. Little tip, listen closely to the show. Oftentimes, both the question and answer come up during the program. And before we get rolling on the conversation this week, let's actually take a look back at last week's program, get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about those listeners who actually have the opportunity to perhaps have a pension for themselves in retirement. And just a shout out to one of our listeners who actually called in last week who corrected us, me exactly. They corrected a mistake I said, which was that the state of Wisconsin, when we looked at the pensions for state of Wisconsin, including the pensions from the Wisconsin retirement system, I would like to formally correct myself. I said it was not taxable. That is incorrect. It is taxable. So all you excited people that heard me say it wrong, I said it wrong, so I apologize. But thank you for listening so carefully. This information is really important, and it does impact your future. So we appreciate you calling in for that clarification. So when we talked about pension options last week, the question actually was, which pension option usually provides the highest monthly payout? Is it a single life, or is it a 50% joint and survivor option? So Lauren of Sun Prairie, congratulations to her. She correctly answered single life usually has the highest payout. So listen carefully to today's show.
And of course, if you missed any part of last week's program or any of the shows, don't forget you can listen to the podcast. Subscribe as well at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Phone lines are open here at the station to get you right on the air with CJ and Malia. All you got to do is give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their office telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, the number 608-442-5637. So as mentioned this week, we'll be talking about retirement readiness, and maybe we're thinking that, you know, mentally or physically, it's time to retire. But what about suggestions for folks who really want to make sure everything is in place before they make that decision? I'm assuming that's pretty important, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's a lot of talk about this subject, particularly this year. 2024 will be a record-breaking year for retirement in the U.S., with an average of 11,000 Americans a day expected to celebrate their 65th birthday this year. So approximately 4.1 million Americans will turn 65 this year in the year 2024 and every year through 2027 moving forward. And this is according to a report from the Alliance for Lifetime Income. The figure represents the largest surge of retirement age Americans in history. So obviously for retirement planning firms like us, it means we have a large pool of people that we can serve. But for those individuals who are being served, they have to kind of understand, am I ready for retirement? And what are the considerations of retirement? So many of the people we speak with have been thinking about retirement for a while, but the question comes up, how do you know? What is that checklist? What's the specific age? What are the possibilities? So on and so forth. So today, that's what we're going to go through, is a checklist of your retirement readiness. So the first consideration is choosing your retirement date. Obviously, the longer you work, you are likely to be financially better off, as you can delay portfolio withdrawals. You can add additional funding into your retirement plans that offer continued tax deferral or tax compounding, which also translates into a larger Social Security benefit in the future. But it's worthwhile to consider your expected retirement date from several additional angles, not just the financial dimension. You'll also want to consider your quality of life issues and your health and whether you can continue to do your job later in life. We've talked about this on previous shows, but there's actually a disconnect between when Americans think they will retire and when they actually do. And actually, when you dig into that, the reason for why there's that disconnect, it is often an earlier than expected layoff or a health issue that pops up or a health issue of a loved one. So that disconnect between when you think you're going to retire that age and when you actually do, as you can imagine, that could be many years of income, many years of benefits that suddenly poof goes away. And the question is, are you ready for that? So research suggests that people often do a poor job of estimating when they expect to retire. As it turns out, people who thought they would retire on the earlier side often end up working longer, and then people who thought they were going to retire later end up retiring earlier. So unfortunately, there's a pretty big disconnect that we see between expectations and reality.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. You can learn more online, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. Also a chance to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, as well as listen back to this and previous shows' podcasts. Again, that available to you at KlossFinancial.com. Speaking of things available to you, the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And the phone line, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking about retirement readiness this week. And Malia, how important is it to consider how much income you'll be needing in retirement?
It's kind of important, you know. Yeah. We need the income to live our lives. So number two on our retirement readiness checklist is to take a close look at how much you currently spend on a yearly basis versus how much you think you will spend in retirement. So those numbers really can look quite different. So we would have you sit down, forecast your anticipated income needs, hopefully with your financial planner, to make sure that you're crafting out the retirement plan that makes sense for you. And you really do want to right size your income needs by looking at line by line items in your budget. I know people don't always like that word budget, but budget really is about how much do you spend on a monthly basis. So you want to make sure that what you're spending now kind of aligns to what you're planning on spending in retirement and what's going to need to be adjusted. So one common rule of thumb, we don't like common rules of thumb, but everybody still asks us, what are they, is maybe the 80% rule. So what that means is in retirement, you'll need to replace about 80% of your working income. So your income tax rate may go down and you won't be adding to retirement accounts as you did when you were working. And that represents the bulk of that 20% reduction. So that's where that 80% idea comes out. But then there's other people who say, you know, I recommend you plan to replace 100% of your income because you are planning on doing maybe extensive travel, or you're going to be in pickleball tournaments across the United States. Who knows what that might look like? But understanding what kind of income you're actually going to need is really, really important. So you know, another item to consider is, although you may no longer be paying payroll taxes towards Social Security, you'll need to consider the cost for Medicare. So just a reminder, in 2024, the standard monthly premium for Medicare Part B, and that's the part that covers most of your doctor services, is $174.70 or higher, depending on your income. And then you'll also have to pay 20% of Medicare-approved amounts for most medical services, as well as an annual deductible of $240. These are surprises to people as they enter retirement post age 65. And they're like, I just thought Medicare was going to cover everything and I don't have to pay anything. And so that's where we start saying, well, you want your income to be generated to cover all the great things you want to do and all the things that you have to do, which obviously includes your health insurance coverages. So the other item to be really clear on is that your spending is not going to be static year to year. So generally, earlier in retirement, we see people spending a little bit more than they might 10 years from now. And you know, that's to be expected. Their health is good and they want to get out there and visit grandchildren and travel the world. So those years might be more expensive than what you're forecasting 10 years from now or later. And finally, again, new retirees may not necessarily find themselves living on less. So what that really means is that, you know, I think I'm not going to need to buy clothes to go to work. I'm not going to be driving the car as much, et cetera, et cetera. But what we found through a research survey done by the Employee Benefit Group, they found that some retirees reported their spending as much higher than they thought or a little higher than what they could actually afford. So in 2022, 27% of retirees report spending more than they had originally expected. So we would say, plan to spend that you're going to spend more, quite honestly. And if you have to ratchet it back because you're not spending it, that's even better.
Yes. And I know one of the things, and we've talked about it on previous shows that you've mentioned, is oftentimes people think we may change our spending habits in retirement.
Yeah.
And the reality,
it doesn't always work out that way.
We are who we are, and we've got to work with it. Really, really great advice this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Fantastic program. Don't forget, if you've got a question, love to have you join us. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you right on the air with Malia and CJ. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. What about income sources in retirement? We'll get the details on that. We'll also take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA. And our phone lines are open for you right now. We'll love to have you join us. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You're probably this morning, if you are on the Beltline going westbound, we're going to get an update here coming up in about 7 minutes. You're probably sitting in traffic right now, had an accident at Seminole Highway, which basically has the westbound Beltline closed from Stoughton Road all the way up through Seminole Highway. Again, we'll get you an update on that. It's a great show also to be listening to. If you are new to the program, maybe you're running a little later than normal, welcome to the show. I mentioned the website, KlossFinancial.com, and what a great resource it is for you. Not only to learn more about Kloss Financial, learn about their separate divisions, also a great place is to sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a cool little informative weekly email, a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, also linked to the most recent podcast that available to you at KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about the steps and some important points when it comes to retirement readiness. And we think about potential sources of income. Where's the money going to come from when we're in retirement? Also, I know one of the things that folks fear and who can blame them is that question about, what if I run out of money and how, what do we need to know there? And CJ, when we're looking at this stuff, these are the type of things, we think about things that keep folks up at night. These are those type of questions, aren't they?
They sure are. Yeah. So as Sean just said, we're going through our retirement readiness checklist. We've gone through number one, which was choosing your retirement date. And there's a lot of things that can impact when you retire, at what age, what's going on around you. Malia then just went through taking a look at how much you earn now and then how much income comes in versus how much you will need in retirement to kind of replace that standard of living. And then, yes, now we're going to be looking at where are you going to derive that income from to meet those needs. So how much of your income needs will be supplied from other sources than your portfolio? This is critical. So listen, anybody who's listened to like ads or shows, they'll be like, what's your retirement number? I think there was a company that did a number and there was like a little squirrel that would walk around with the number that you needed and people were walking around with their numbers everywhere. But the idea being, is that really the way it works? That there's some number that I need to get to, and then once I get to that number, I'm fine and I can compare my number against other people's numbers? And the answer is no, not really. Not really. That's not really the way it works. Because an example of this would be, within the number that I might need, whatever that number is, it's not going to show how much I have in pensions or Social Security or other outside sources. Because those outside sources, when my spouse and I die, generally have no value to the estate. That's not always true, but generally true. And so therefore, you could have a State of Wisconsin employee, as an example, who has an ETF pension that generates $80,000 a year in income in retirement, that they might need very little to nothing in their portfolio to retire comfortably. Let that sink in. And by the way, in the state of Wisconsin, you state employees both pay into the ETF pension or the WRS pension, and you also pay into Social Security. So unlike other states where you opt out of one or the other, you pay into both. Now, I know for the state of Wisconsin employees are going, yeah, but that means my take-home pay is way lower. That's true. You do get hit on the front end, but on the back end, you have a much better retirement benefit than a lot of your private employee counterparts. And so long story short here is like understanding where your income is going to come from is key. So the first question is, how much do I need? That's what Malia just went over. The second question is, where will that income come from? And often we come to find out that Social Security could be supplying, I don't know, half of that. And if you're a state of Wisconsin employee, maybe you've got a pension that covers the other half. Now, in many circumstances, what I just described is not true, where you go, yeah, I'm not a state of Wisconsin employee. I've got my Social Security, but we need maybe double that to live comfortably, which then this is where your private, you know, 401k plan and private investments and savings and other resources like that come into play. So long story short here is just be aware of not only what you need, but then where that income will come from, and just make sure that where it's going to come from is a source that can last.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, working through this retirement ready checklist. Of course, miss any part of the program, you can always listen back at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. That is the website for Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. You can join us on air if you've got a question, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And when you start talking Social Security or pension, CJ, I know we've talked in depth on both of those quite a bit in the past. These are important decisions, and you really don't want to just kind of take them lightheartedly, do you?
You don't know. So there's a lot of decisions you have to make as it relates to claiming a pension, especially, and then also when you draw your Social Security. So we've dedicated entire shows to this topic. If you're ever interested, you can go to our podcast or our website and just do a search for the topic of Social Security or the topic of pension, and you'll find probably dozens of shows on the topic that we just dug in on that alone. But yes, you want to be aware of, again, how much income do I need? And then where will that income come from? Which then naturally leads into our fourth retirement readiness checklist item, which is it going to last throughout your retirement? So where is this income coming from and is it sustainable? So once you've determined your in retirement income needs and how much of them will be covered by Social Security and pensions, then your portfolio is going to have to supply the leftover. And when we say portfolio, people get confused by this. Portfolio is any money you have set aside that is not your emergency reserve at the bank. Let me repeat that. Quote unquote portfolio is any money you've set aside that is not your emergency reserve, or I'll say like your general checking account at the bank. So that portfolio could be money in a money market account. That could be money in a stock. That could be money in a mutual fund. It could be money in a 401k, an IRA, a taxable account. It doesn't really matter. We just use the term portfolio to encompass all that stuff. Now, what's key about this is all that stuff has to cover that difference. So I'm going to do some math for you all here. If I have a $100,000 income need, we'll call it a post-tax income need in retirement, and between my spouse and I, our Social Securities cover 50% of that. So that's $50,000 a year of post-tax, post-Medicare income. So by the way, if you're tracking with me, that probably means my spouse and I would have $60,000 of gross Social Security income. We might net 50. So we have to what? We have $50,000 of an unmet need. Where does that come from? Our quote unquote portfolio. So what if our portfolio is, I'm just going to grab a number out of the air, $500,000. Well, that would mean that we would need to generate $50,000 a year, which is our gap. Right? $50,000 a year of net income out of our portfolio. Anybody who's listened to our show right now, their alarm bells should be going off, which is, that's probably not sustainable, which is correct. Because what you want to do is you want to look and say, whatever that gap is that I need to cover, I need to divide that gap into the amount of money that I have set aside in my portfolio to find what is called a distribution rate or a withdrawal rate. And depending upon how old I am and my health and how long I have in retirement, typically a 10% withdrawal rate from a retirement portfolio, especially if I'm a healthy 65-year-old, is not a sustainable distribution rate. It's too high. Therefore, you would need to really sit down with an advisor or yourself to figure out, do I need to work longer? Do I need to save more? Do I need to adjust down my spending? Do we need to move? How can we make this math work? Because what you don't want to do is enter retirement just saying, we're good. You know, I've got $500,000 and I've got $50,000 a year coming in from Social Security. We'll kind of figure it out. And by the time you do figure it out, it's too late. Because the way it happens is you come rushing into our office or somebody else's going, we thought we were good, but we've got $100,000 left and we're 75 years old. And like, how do we make this work? Unfortunately, when that happens, your options are really limited. So I cannot encourage you all enough, prior to just kind of like pulling the plug and walking away from work, sit down with a retirement planning expert just to make sure you've dotted all your I's, crossed all your T's, and that you're confident you can, you know, live throughout a long retirement with your portfolio.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. We'll talk about taxes. We'll get to the Money in Motion listener question corner. We'll also do the Kloss quiz question week. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about a retirement readiness checklist, getting some great information and kind of walking through the process, checking off each of those points. And something we haven't talked about, it is vital, is understanding tax management when it comes to retirement income, isn't it, Malia?
Yeah, it would just be fun to just talk about the income side of things. Unfortunately, there's the other side. Yeah. And so this is super important that you understand the taxation of what your retirement income is going to look like. So this would be number five on our checklist. Again, it'd be simple if we could just bring a single portfolio into retirement, but generally that's more complicated. We've got retirees, they hold their assets in a variety of what we would consider kind of tax silos. There's some that's tax deferred for many of us. That's the majority of our income that we've put aside into 401ks or 403bs. We have our portfolios that also include taxable after-tax accounts that have been earning money in investments, and we pay tax along the way. And then finally, many people have Roth accounts that as they take that money out someday, it won't be taxable. And then perhaps you have money just sitting in savings and making a little bit. So each of those accounts carries treatment, and then there's implications for as you take that money out, how that's going to affect your overall income. And it's important that, you know, you sit down and understand the taxation of your Social Security alongside the pensions, as we spoke of earlier, because what you're going to want to figure out as you sit down with your financial planner is how to harmonize the money as it comes out, meaning, you know, when does it make sense to take more out of those pre-tax accounts before you're forced to with required minimum distributions? Are you going to look at perhaps taking one Social Security income and waiting and delaying the second one in the household because of other factors? Does it make sense to perhaps consider actually converting some of your traditional IRAs over to Roth? So if this all sounds complicated, we're just going to say it can be. Mm-hmm. It is. And that's why we would prefer that you get some tax guidance as you plan your withdrawal strategy. So keep that in mind that all dollars do not come out the same, and you want to know what's going to be ahead of you as you file taxes the following year. Some other important items to have in your checklist should include, do you have a plan for health insurance? We've had whole shows on this. If I am pre-65, is most of my debt paid off? Very, very important as you enter retirement. Are your estate plans in order? And finally, do I have ample emergency funds? Because even in retirement, emergencies come up. So we want you to be ready for retirement. We're excited for you to get there. So please just sit down with someone who can guide you through the process.
Really good show this morning. And don't forget, if you want to listen back, if you missed part of the program, if you're new to the show, welcome. Don't forget, you can listen back. We mentioned some of the previous shows' podcasts. You can listen back to all of those as well as this one right at the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Mention the website as well. A great feature over there. It's an opportunity to submit a question to be answered here on the program, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week, Christy writes in, says, I have inherited an IRA approximately $25,000 from the past of my aunt or aunt. What are your choices? What are my choices? I receive this inheritance, and that's from Christy.
Thank you for submitting the question. And as you can imagine, Christy, it's easier for us to get these ahead of time because then we can kind of like make sure we've got all our ducks in a row to answer it. So, but first things first, so sorry to hear about the loss of a family member. I'm not sure exactly when this happened, but always tough to lose a family member. So condolences on your situation there. But you do have some choices, and likely you'll want to meet with a financial advisor or an accountant just to get clarifications on your situation. So a couple high-level reminders here. Remember, an inherited IRA, also known as a beneficiary IRA, is an account that you open up when you inherit an IRA after the original owner dies. Now, Christy, since this was your aunt, that means that by definition, you are not the spouse. If you were the spouse, if it was a spouse that passed away, then you would have other options that are not available to non-spouse beneficiaries of a retirement account. But in this case, you're a non-spouse beneficiary of a retirement account, and so your options are we'll call it simpler. I shouldn't say simpler. Your options are more complicated, but straightforward. So what you can do with that money is you could transfer that money into an inherited IRA. If you do so, then typically what you have to do as a non-spouse beneficiary is you have to begin taking a minimum distribution from that account December 31st of the year after the owner died, if that owner had reached their required beginning date, which think of this as, we'll just call it 74 to keep things simple. So if the individual who owned that account, well, this is your aunt, Christy, if your aunt was over 74 years old, had reached their required beginning date, then generally speaking, you will have to take a minimum distribution each year over the next 10 years. By the end of the 10th year, all the money has to be out of the account. Now, Christy, if your aunt died before reaching her required beginning date, which again, for simplicity, I'm just calling it 74. It's actually a little bit more nuanced than that. But if your aunt did not reach that, then typically you do not have to take out a minimum distribution, but all the money must be out of that account by the end of the 10th year. Hmm. And remember, since this is an inherited retirement account, there is no 10% penalty in the event that you are under 59 and a half, Christy, because many people say, but CJ, when I move it into the inherited IRA, I can't touch it till 59 and a half. Nope, that's not true. That rule applies to your own IRA, but it does not apply to inherited IRAs. So just remember, has to be out within 10 years. That is part of the new rule as part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and Secure Act over time, is that we've had to adjust. Actually, it's not Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It's the Secure Act. As part of the Secure Act, you now have to have the money out within 10 years. And I'm assuming, Christy, that your aunt died here within the last year or two. So lots of things to consider, kind of bounce on all over the place here with my answer. But by all means, make sure you reach out to an advisor or to an accountant to work through your situation individually.
It can really be a blessing, but it can also be something that you want to make sure that you manage properly. A really great email. Don't forget, you too can be like Christy. Emails accepted at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number for Klaas Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. 442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with correct answer to win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Approximately how many Americans will turn 65 in 2024? Is it 2 million or more than 4 million? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with correct answer win the $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. Don't forget as well, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ Malia, it's always great talking with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks.
We are 7 days, 15 hours, 15 minutes away from the world's largest Bratfest. We'll get some details on that next as Madison in the Morning and Ask the Experts continues here on 1310 WIBA.